This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton.
Tunisia's president has fired the prime minister and frozen parliament's activities after violent demonstrations over the country's pandemic and economic situation. Two witnesses told Reuters news agency that military vehicles surrounded the Tunisian parliament building late on Sunday. The president also lifted the immunity of all parliament members Sunday and said he would name a new prime minister in the coming hours to bring calm to the country. Thousands of people defied virus restrictions and scorching heat to demonstrate in the capital of Tunis and other cities. The largely young crowds chanted slogans calling for the dissolution of parliament and a new election. The witnesses said people who had gathered nearby cheered and sang the national anthem as military vehicles surrounded the building. On a military aircraft high above the Pacific Ocean en route to Singapore, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin swore in one of the Biden administration's leading experts on China as the newest Assistant Secretary of Defense for Indo-Pacific Security. For the past 6 months, Eli Ratner led the department's China task force, which reviewed where the Pentagon stood in its efforts on Beijing. Austin called it a magnificent piece of work that fueled future policy plans. Ratner is a longtime aide to President Joe Biden. He served as a staff member when Biden was in the Senate. From 2015 to 2017, he was Deputy National Security Advisor to then Vice President Biden after working in the Office of Chinese and Mongolian Affairs at the State Department. This is the first trip to Southeast Asia by a top member of the Biden administration. Secretary Austin will visit Singapore.